Rock 107 WIRX. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning.
Oh, 8:14. Plugging right along. Today, why don't you read the forecast there, Hunter?
All right. Today. Yes, I get to do this. Today.
Don't blow it.
I can't read, Brock.
Top to bottom, left to right.
Partly sunny. Lake effect rain shower is possible. That's what they're calling for. High 65 tonight. Cloudy, cool, low 50. And tomorrow, showers in the morning. Good, because I need one. Otherwise, partly sunny and cool.
Stink.
High 65. I stink. Your breath stinks, though.
Shut up. I didn't have a chance to brush my teeth. Oh, you bastard. I did. I woke up late this morning, and I rushed out of the house.
I've noticed that. If you can smell your own breath, your breath stinks.
You know what? I need another shot of Burnett's. That'll help it out. Yeah. Just swish it around. Oh, God.
Got a sleepy, pumpkin-spiced breath.
It smells like, what did I have? I had Cheez-Its and pizza rolls for dinner last night.
With a hint of Burnett's.
This is WTF of the Day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
I don't know what to say about this.
Yeah.
This is pretty crazy. Back in 1990, a 40-year-old woman named Marlene Warren in Wellington, Florida, answered a knock at her door. It was a clown with white makeup, an orange wig, a red nose, and balloons that said, "You're the greatest." Then the clown pulled out a gun and shot Marlene in the face.
Yeah.
She died in the hospital 2 days later. The case went cold, mainly because the cops focused on Marlene's husband, Michael, who was innocent. But 3 years ago, the police reopened the case, and it led them to a new suspect. The woman who is now married to Michael.
What?
Okay, so Michael, the husband of Marlene, who got shot by a clown in the face.
Oh, the woman was the clown?
The woman was the clown that is now married to Michael.
No!
Yes. She is a 50-year-old woman named Sheila Keen Warren. She was 27 at the time of the murder and was probably having an affair with Michael, even though he denied it to the cops back in 1990.
How'd they find out? Did they find a clown nose in her purse?
Yeah. Oh, she kept it for memories. But after new interviews with witnesses and new DNA tests, there was enough evidence to indict Sheila, the lady that was dressed as the clown.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was just arrested for first-degree murder.
God. Hey!
What a psycho, man.
She'd make a scary clown.
She would.
Especially clowns that shoot you in the face.
Good Lord, man.
Clowns are scary enough. You really got to really put somebody through that before you shoot them in the face.
Oh, my God. I'm never answering a knock on my door ever again.
No, I see a clown, I'm running.
Running.
See ya.